How does a true story become a fable? Actor Tony Briggs developed The Sapphires over a decade ago as a stage musical based loosely on the experiences of his mother, Laurel Robinson, and his auntie, Lois Peeler, part of an all-Aboriginal backup group which toured Vietnam to entertain American troops. In the 2004 production, directed by Wesley Enoch, Rachel Mazur played the elder sister Gail, the bossy warrior and mother hen to the group. Wayne Blair played one of the characters, Jimmy. It was always intended to be an entertainment. Briggs' mother and aunties did encounter racism here in the 60s and in Vietnam, and they countered it with resourcefulness, curry humour and survival skills. Well, The Sapphires was a hit. It moved interstate, Melbourne, Sydney, one of the few Australian plays to tour back then, and it's had a theatrical life of its own ever since. On screen now, The Sapphires has great heart and great soul, and it has three huge assets. It has the voice of Jessica Mauboy, who plays Julie, the youngest of the sisters. From the moment she powers through a Merle Haggard standard in the little country pub talent quest, she has us. We're left wanting more. The group may be snubbed by the redneck audience in the pub, but they have us in their hands. It has the down and dirty energy of Chris O'Dowd, the Irish comedian from the IT crowd, and he's sort of crinkle-faced and a complete charmer. He plays Irish Dave, who's running these talent competitions in the pubs, and his big job is to convert the girls from country to soul. Now, this is no small matter. We're back in the days when a survey asking Aboriginal Australians for their top artists named Jimmy Little 1, Johnny Cash 2 and Slim Dusty 3. But the film manages the switch supremely well, and it makes good comedy from it. And the third thing the film has is the warmth and skill of Deborah Mailman playing the bossy elder sister Gail. This could have been a cardboard cutout role. Mailman gives her depth. She has a sort of scepticism in the face of O'Dowd's manic management manoeuvres. She has anxiety for her younger charges. And then fear. And there's the naivety too as they go out into the big world. Maybe The Sapphires tries to do a little too much on its way to the screen. On screen it brings in a cousin Kay. She's passing as white from the stolen children generation until her three very disrespectful curry cousins rock up and disrupt her Tupperware party. I thought the film did try and do a little too much. The scenes on the mish at the beginning don't feel really authentic. And once the quartet is in Vietnam, the threads of the screenplay don't always come together, but the love-hate relationship between Mailman and O'Dowd really does. So what I'd say is this, don't expect a down-and-dirty, gritty evocation of the terrors of Vietnam for the entertainers or for the troops. Set aside the film's attempts to locate itself in the much broader context of conflicts about war, the civil rights movement, the assassination of Martin Luther King, and so forth. The film doesn't need these things because it's a musical powered by curry humour, survival skills, and talent. Every single song leaves you wanting more. These are people you can fall in love with. And behind them are the considerable choreographic talents of Stephen Page and the talents of Wayne Blair. As director, Indigenous filmmaking has come a long way. I came out pretty happy. I think you will too. The Sapphires is rated PG. The soundtrack CD is pretty damn good as well.